morning, everybody. It's 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning. I'm Mike. It's WMFO Medford. How you doing? So happy to be here. Last week, as you may know, I didn't do my regular show because we had a live day. Hope you had a chance to listen to that. It was such a lot of fun, and we do it for you, so I hope you got a chance to listen. You'll be hearing more about that and more of the recordings that we did that day as well. Usually what happens when I skip a week, a lot of new noise comes out, so I've got a lot of that to share with you today in the second hour. But in the 9 o'clock hour, I've got a guest, and I'm so excited about this. I'll introduce her in just a second, but I want to tell you, I was asked to help to promote this great new art center that's out in Medfield, Massachusetts. And I've lived in Massachusetts all my life. You know, it's a small state, but we're so lucky to live here for a lot of reasons. And one of them is the commitment to the arts. You know, and the beauty that we've got around here. And I never heard of this place. I'm kind of embarrassed that I never did. The site has been there for a while, but in a different way. But I've got somebody here to talk about what's called the Belforge Art Center, which is out in Medfield, Massachusetts. And it's a fascinating story of how we got here, because the site did not start as an arts and an outdoor kind of enjoyment kind of place. So I'm so excited. I want to have you meet the executive director of said center, Jean Minio. How you doing, Jean?
Good morning.
Yeah, you doing all right?
Yeah.
All right. Nice to see you.
Thanks for having us.
And you're welcome. And this is your first time here, another first timer.
Yeah.
All right. So just tell me a little bit about what you think just sitting here.
OMG. Look at the vinyl.
Exactly. Isn't it something?
It's amazing.
Yeah, and you're a music fan from way back.
I am.
Yeah, what years are your years?
Late 80s, up through the, you know, mid-90s, what I call the heyday of Boston.
Yeah.
It was really exciting.
Yeah, and you knew what my CBGB shirt stood for.
I have the same shirt.
Yeah, well, I always forget. So, all right, so fine, we'll get along just fine. So this place that we're talking about, I'm so psyched about it. I can't wait to go. It's a historical site. In
it
the
is.
States,
yeah.
You know, it's a historical landmark, actually. It opened in 1896, and it was not a music or an arts or a community space like it is now. It's the site of the old Medfield State Hospital.
Correct.
And so it's been around in a while, and it was closed by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, like in 2003.
Correct.
And here we are today, and it's just becoming a beautiful place for families and music lovers to go. So I want to talk to you first a little bit about the history of how that site got from there to here. And I know you've been in it for about 10 years.
Correct.
So that puts us, you know, maybe at 2000, what year is this? 2014.
Right.
So is that when you got involved to try and steer this from being zoned as a hospital to something that could be used for this?
Yeah, so when the town was finally able to buy the property, and it had already been closed for a number of years, the state had its own plans, but the town really wanted to have some kind of control over it because it's such a large campus, it would have a significant impact on a small town. So the town was finally able to buy the property from the state in 2014, at which point they started a master planning process. And
And that's when you got involved?
That's when I wanted to get involved. For a couple of reasons. One, if the arts aren't at the table, no one else is thinking about us. So
right.
I wanted to have that representation. And then with my background in public art, I thought I could be helpful with the public engagement process.
Yeah.
And do things a little bit differently than boring surveys and things like that.
Okay. So had you known about this space and sort of formulated in your mind that maybe this would be a great opportunity to do something like this?
If you just walk the property and you see the potential with, you know, we're on 90 acres.
I was just going to say.
The area that the art center will be on is 90 acres, another 40 acres across the street. There's also two agricultural fields that flank the campus. There's open space to the north and the south. It's bordered by the Charles River. The Bay Circuit Trail, which is 230 miles of walking trails from the north shore to the south shore, touches this property. There's another 17 miles of Charles River Link Trail. Across the Charles River is Trustees of Reservations property. So you start to get a sense of the scale of what's available. And quite honestly, I just think about all that open space as program space for the arts.
So this whole space, all 90 acres, is going to be utilized at some point.
Yeah, so we just have a lease on 2 buildings and about 3 acres. And our lease is with the town of Medfield. And it's a 99-year lease. It started in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the campus that's immediately around us will be transferred to a developer who will renovate 27 of the buildings for 334 rental housing units, 25% of which will be affordable. 10% of those they're reserving for artists.
So it's going to be a living space, and what percentage is for artists? That's wonderful.
Yeah, well, 10% of the affordable units will be for artists. It's
awesome.
Just it's nine units. I'd like to get 20 or 25, but I think we have to prove ourselves first that we can fill them, which I'm confident we can. But to the developer's credit, I mean, they understand the value of creating a place where artists are both going to work and live.
So while this whole thing was going on during that time from 2003 to 2014, there was a significant use of the property. Do you know anything about how that came about? A very well-known movie was filmed there.
Several movies have been filmed there,
okay.
But Shutter Island is the one that
Shutter Island with,
features the
with
chapel.
My friend Leonardo.
Your friend.
Yeah, sure.
Introduce me.
Yeah.
That one features the chapel, which will be the main, you know, performing facility going forward when Belforge is constructed.
It was a scary movie.
Yeah. Scary, but not gory. I didn't watch it for years because I was afraid of it.
Well, I mean, yeah, it was so
suspenseful.
So I suppose you would be happy to have the space used for those types of purposes again.
Well, so we're building out what will become the 300-seat venue for total flexibility. So we could have movies, we could have lectures, we could have corporate events, we could have live music from, you know, a single performer to a band. We're building the acoustics so that it's all flexible and can accommodate those different kind of uses.
Oh, very important.
But the seating will also be flexible. So seats on risers that'll collapse into a wall gives us total flexibility. And a couple of concessions areas provide some VIP or meet and greet opportunities. We're going to connect that to the second building. That'll be 16 classrooms. That, again, gives us more flexibility for how we want to, you know, engage with the artists. And we just want to give the artists as much control as possible in terms of how they want to engage with their audience.
Well, I mean, honestly, I'm just blown away by this whole thing. I want to give our audience, everybody's got a phone these days. If you want to take a look at this, and just because visuals are everything, you can go to belforge.org. And they've got a beautiful website. It shows you all about the campus, all the events that are happening for the summer season are listed there. Everything's there. So belforge.org. So I'm so impressed with all the thought that's gone into how this can be used and reused and how it can adapt to the needs of the community. I mean, good on you.
Thank you. It's also, you know, the whole property is on the historic register. So
yeah,
we are doing it as a historic preservation. When you go in the space, it's obvious what it wants to be, and it's a space that doesn't exist in our area at all. There's just nothing like it. So when you're inside, you know why we have to try and get this done. And then to have access to all this public open space in addition,
right,
gives us a whole other aspect that most arts organizations don't have.
And
you know, I talk about two things that we have here that is hard for other organizations. One is access to space, which we have an abundance of, and the second is a friendly developer. And again, I've talked about the housing piece, but they're also making a significant contribution. There's also a phase two in the plan, which would do or provide space both for the visual arts, but also culinary arts.
Because the
patients at the hospital used to farm over 200 acres around this campus.
Oh.
We'd like to bring back one of those agricultural fields for food production, which doesn't exist in our community right now. So to be able to do that,
wow,
have shared commercial kitchens, a farm stand, educational programs that will engage people with the land through the farm, and then a brewery or a restaurant on the site. I mean, what better way to build community than breaking bread, right?
Honest to God, I mean, you're blowing me away, because I read about this for the past month since I heard about having you guys come in. And this is such a wonderful thing for the community. And I don't know if you guys coined the phrase Belforge Triangle. I don't know if that's a thing. But
it is a thing.
Was a thing before this, or?
Well, you look at the geographically, we're right in the middle of Boston, Providence, and Worcester.
Yep.
So there's three cities to draw from, whether it's for the performing artists themselves or the audiences.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, being a North Shore person, I never go to the Cape. I go to Maine.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I don't usually go to Medfield. And Medfield is such a sleepy, beautiful little New England town. You know, there's a lot of arts there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Zulu Gallery,
that's
I know.
That's right.
I know Frank from the Zulu Gallery.
Yep.
So it's a wonderful space. And I think it's about 40 minutes from Boston. Something like that. It's not a big deal.
If there's
deal.
No traffic.
Yeah. Well, there's never no traffic. Okay, so it's 50 minutes. But it's well worth it. And so you've got for the past 2 years, you've already had events there.
We have.
And they're all outdoors now, obviously, because you've got nothing going on indoors yet.
Right. But, we can't actually be in the buildings with public programming at this point, although
right.
we were fortunate to get a state grant in order to remediate the chapel. So the hazardous materials are out of there, which means we can open it up when we have events and show it off to people and bring them in. Because when people see it, they get really excited about it.
I haven't seen it, and I'm really excited. So these events are mostly free.
I think last year we had one ticketed event. We have one or two coming this fall, but otherwise everything is free, thanks to a generous grant from a foundation. So we're able to pay all the musicians, we pay the audio engineer, but the community gets to enjoy it for free.
For the
most
part.
And we bring
part.
In food trucks, we have a bar set up, I mean, we have lawn games for the kids. Usually there's some vendors or craft activities. So families come, it's just a nice way to enjoy culture together.
Do you live close to this space?
I'm about a 10-minute drive, but I live in Medfield, yeah.
You could take one of those apartments, the units. I would if I were you.
My mom wants to move into one.
Yeah. So for the past 2 years, let's talk about the continuation this summer of what you started mm-hmm. in these events that are outside. Talk a little bit about the events that happen.
Good morning, Mike.
Oh, there's another gentleman there. How you doing, Paul?
Good.
This is Paul Armstrong, and happy to have you here, and happy to know that you're involved with this. I know the Boston Music Awards is a big part of you, and what a perfect pairing to mm-hmm. have you involved in this space. Before we talk about the actual events that are happening, how did you get involved in this?
Yeah, well, I was living in New York City at the time, and received a phone call via Johnny Dalton, who is a sound engineer around town. We've worked with him with the BMAs, actually. That's how we got to know Johnny.
Okay. Yeah.
Johnny said, do you want to program an old state hospital in Medfield? And I said, do I? I don't know.
Right.
So I checked it out online, saw it on Google Maps, and obviously, you know, as Gene just said, it was abandoned.
Spectacular.
Beautiful grounds, stunning grounds, in fact. So I think it was a January or February. I drove up and it was freezing cold and nobody was there. And I thought, wow. And you know, after speaking to Gene about the vision and the goals, I thought, okay, let's see. You know, let's put your money where your mouth is, so to speak, in terms of, you know, saying one thing and actually doing it.
Hmm.
And Gene and Belforge have done that and beyond. It's a stunning space. It's a game changer, in my opinion. We've done so many events around Boston and around New England, and there's some stunning spaces, but this is the most unique space that I've ever worked with.
It's stunning, like you said. And you serve as the director of programming and booking.
Correct. Yes, we look after the programming and the marketing and communications. But so I predominantly came in due to the connections, obviously, with the Boston music scene. Started programming in 2022, and obviously we're now in our third season.
Yep.
As Gene said, we are outdoors exclusively right now. We have a great stage, we have a great sound system. You know, we're doing these one-day mini festivals. I think mini festivals is an overused term, but that's what they are. You know, there's multiple bands, multiple food trucks. And we say this phrase a lot, but there's something for everybody at all our events.
Well, just, you know, sort of riffing off of something for everybody. I know this is very important. This is another beautiful point about this. This is all about inclusion, you know, as far as the artists and the art and the musicians, you know, inclusions like, you know, all walks of life are welcome. And don't we need more of that?
Yeah, absolutely. We really do. We've made we've said that's what we want to do, and you know, I think that's what we're doing. We always want to look at ways that we can improve, but you know, I think I encourage people to see what we've done. That's a very, you know, a good indication of, you know, are we sticking true to our word? And I think we are. And yeah, this year's lineup is, you know, obviously now available, and you know, we're just excited to keep going and get the place open, but you know, outdoor events will remain a thing of Belforge as well. So
I hope so.
Yeah.
So again, everybody that's listening, Belforge.org. You can go there. There's beautiful pictures of the space. You've got an events page that you can see who's playing, and we want to actually share a 5-song set of an example of some of the folks that are playing. So I'm so glad you're here, Paul, so we can talk about
them. Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
Like collaboratively, we spoke about some of these bands. So why don't we talk about them a little bit, and then we'll play them. I'm sure there's a lot of these I don't know, and I love discovering new artists. And that's another reason that this is great. It gives exposure to these great artists, and there's so many artists around here. So let's start with the first one that we picked. It's an artist called Lainey Dion.
Fantastic artist. I'm gonna be very neutral on all the artists because
sure.
Of her Boston Music Awards connection. So we know we do things officially, but
understood.
The spread of talent is since year one has been amazing. I mean, I'm really proud of what we've put together, but it's, you know, we've got so much talent here in Massachusetts. So
much.
You know, the artists, I think, you know, not only are 99% of the events free, I would say, I should have done this research before coming in, so apologies, but of the few hundred artists that we've had at Belforge, I'm going to say 95% are from Massachusetts. They're local artists. So Summer Sounds is a real spread. So Lainey Dion is amazing. As are all the artists of Summer Sound. So I'm going to be very generic with my answer, and you know, we can keep talking through them, but yeah, they're all solid, all worth checking out, and a nice diverse mix of music as well.
You know, different genres too.
Yeah, exactly that. Yep. So, you know, we often pair artists together with a similar genre, but we kind of break that mold a little bit to sort of, you know, kind of keep the diversity of genres of going. So they complement rather than sort of mirror, if that
right.
makes sense.
And I will tell people, too, there is a Spotify playlist that you told me about the other day. It's wonderful. You can hear a good smattering. I forget how many people are in that list at the moment, but it'll just give you a great idea. And we'll give you 5 of them. But we on Spotify, I think it's called Belforge.
Yeah, Summer Sounds 2024 Belforge Arts Center. That should pull it up.
There you go. So Lainey Dion, Dan DiCristofaro. I hadn't heard of him before, but I listened to the song and it's wonderful.
Incredible voice.
Yeah.
He's part of Blue Light Bandits, another local band. Great guy. I mean, all the artists we work with are fantastic artists, but they're great people as well. We like to get to know the artists and sort of, you know, I think I've told every artist that's played Belforge, you know, you're part of the family. You know, you're taking a bit of a risk on this space right now. It's a brand new space. You're coming out to Medfield. We get it. We understand the sort of the cons of this place.
But you've got the triangle.
Yeah,
you know, and people are hungry for that artistry out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, they're all amazing. Dan's a great guy.
Coco Smith. Yeah.
Fantastic new talent. I think will be on a lot of people's radars this year. Great voice, great music.
Lost Film, interesting band name.
Yeah, Lost Film. Lost Film came across my radar, I think, after last year's BMAs or the year before, maybe. Again, great music, great sound. Sort of more in my lane of music, if I'm being honest with you. That's as much as I'm going to give you. But yeah, it's Lost Film, super cool.
Okay, remember that, folks, when we play Lost Film, that's... It's all about Paul. And the last one we chose was Axel and Lolo.
Fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's the one-word review. Super cool. Again, I know I'm repeating myself, but the artists are... They're really up-and-coming new local artists that I think a lot of people will enjoy seeing live, but are sort of going in the right direction.
So you said that these artists are mostly large percentage from Massachusetts. Are you trying to find them from within the triangle?
Not exclusively. I mean, it's nice when it works. I mean, Field Fest was a festival that we did. It was our first sort of music festival of the season. Field Fest is predominantly based on that triangle that we talk about. With everything else that we do, we sort of spread into New England, but obviously the center is Massachusetts.
Hmm. You know, I've taken to calling it the center and the triangle too. I feel like such a inclusive kind of kid. And it's also nice to talk about the triangle and have it not have anything to do with Bermuda.
Right, exactly. I was going to say, this is a positive triangle.
There you go.
Yeah, we coined the phrase, and you know, I think we were writing all the newsletters and the marketing stuff, and we're like, how can we stop, you know, how can we shorten Boston, Worcester, and Providence? So, it's the triangle.
It's the triangle. I like that. So you guys coined that.
Yes, I guess we did. Yeah.
It pretty nice.
Thank you.
All right, so at 9:20 in the morning, we've got Gene, we've got Paul from the Belforge Arts Center, and we just talked through a couple of the artists that we want to play for you right now. Let me start with Lainey Dion and the song I Love You to Death, and Dan DeCristofaro will be after that with his song called Give Me Your Love. Coco Smith has Golden Soul, Lost Film, Little Things Forever, and we'll finish up that set with Axel and Lolo, and You'd Like Me More. All right, this is WMFO. Have a listen, everybody. This is great stuff. These are artists that are playing the Belforge Arts Center this very season. This is WMFO.
Your touch pulls me underwater. And I don't mind it going down, down. And I don't mind it if I drown, drown. Your body kills me. Maybe I'm overdosing. Don't wanna think about it right now. I'm sinking deep into your eyes now. Holding you close till I lose you. If it's the last thing I do, I just want you to know that it's true, it's true. I love you to death, I love you to death, I love you to death. You're pushing me over the edge, you're taking the breath right out of my chest. And I didn't know I wasn't bulletproof, but I can't help it. I love you to death, I love you even, even if you're the death of me. I love you to death, I love you to death, I love you to death. You're pushing me over the edge, you're taking the breath right out of my chest. And I didn't know I wasn't bulletproof, but I can't help it. I love you to death, I love you even, even if you're the death of me. I love you to death. You're pushing me over the edge. You're taking the breath right out of my chest. And I didn't know I wasn't bulletproof, but I can't help it. I love you to death. I love you even, even if you're the death of me. Till death do us part. I love you. I'm afraid to step in. I know your door's open. Something about you and me, and I don't wanna change it. Here I am hoping for the right person. But I already know that you'd do anything to hold me up.
I never wanna lose ya, but I know I'll never give. let you down now. I won't let you down, not give you love. Thank you.
This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
I went to church today, laid down in the pews. I don't trust the Bible, I'm just trying to relate to you. Fear the anchor you tied to your hands. Doing things you hate, I'll do the same, so I can understand why you wear white and you have sex with boys you don't like to hide. The mess you way too high, hunch over, no one's holding on to your hair, they just cheer you on. You'd like me more if I didn't care about you. You'd like me more if I didn't care about you.
In the morning here at WMFO. Wow, what a bunch of beautiful stuff we just heard. Let me sort of talk through those a little bit. These are all artists that are coming, upcoming in the season at Belford Arts Center. We started off with Lainey Dion and I Love Thee to Death. And Dan Cristofaro followed that with Give Me Your Love. Coco Smith with Golden Soul. Lost Film, Little Things Forever. And Axel and Lolo. And I do actually have the dates that those are going on. These are part of the Summer Sound series, and they're very unique, and they're on Wednesdays, and they start at 5 p.m., so it's kind of an after-work kind of cool thing, and there's all kinds of special drinks and prices on drinks, great marketing ideas. So Lainey Dion and Dan Cristofaro are playing together at Summer Sounds on Wednesday, June 19th. Starts at 5, as we said. Another Summer Sounds with Coco Smith and Sweet Petunia. That's Wednesday, June 26th at 5. Lost Film They're doing Summer Sounds with a band called Hey, I'm Outside, Wednesday, July 17th, starting at 5. And Axel and Lolo, the last song that we heard, is doing a Summer Sounds with Avi Jacob. And that's Wednesday, July 31st, my birthday, at 5 p.m. So it's really nice to have those things on Wednesdays. And we've also got things that are happening on the weekends, of course, because we live for the weekends. So tomorrow, June 9th, we have a special event. Let's talk a little bit about the Pride event that you guys have. Speaking of inclusion.
Yeah, this is our second year of doing Pride in Medfield. Obviously, 2023 was the first time Medfield had done a Pride celebration. So something that was really well received.
And I'm glad it finally came about. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. And tomorrow's going to be another jam-packed day of awesomeness. So we have School of Rock Norwood and Walpole playing some classic hits. And then we have a sort of an all-for-you curated mini set of live performances and DJs. So all-for-you is Boston's queer pop party. Predominantly takes place at O'Brien's Pub in Alston. So All For You will be spinning some tunes in between the live music, and we have live performances from Bimbo Brat, Velvet Dreaming, and then we close things out with the Providence Drum Troupe, which is, if you haven't seen it, it's very special.
So the hours that this takes place tomorrow?
It is 12 p.m. through to 5 p.m.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. So another not surprising but really nice aspect of this is a nonprofit venture. And as nonprofits go, you know, they depend on the support through donations of patrons and interested parties. So how can people get involved and help to keep this going?
Well, donations can be made through the website, bellforge.org. But also visibility and awareness is really key as a young nonprofit and trying to raise the visibility both for the campaign but also for programming and operations once we're open.
Word of mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we talk about wanting to be a regional art center, not just serving a local community. And I think, you know, we've seen people from 25 states and 380 mass zip codes. So it feels like there's some proof of concept there, but it can always grow.
Definitely. So again, bellforge.org. You'll see the beautiful space that's there. As Chris Johnson, who's here from Arc City Radio, was saying, and he's been there, it's a family space, places where family can go. It's a safe place, trails, bike trails, picnic areas, just all kinds of place, and nature. It's just a beautiful place to be able to go. So what else could we tell people that we haven't already? I mean, I want to leave now and go. Can we do that?
Yeah. All right. I mean, we talked about the historic aspect of the campus, the nature aspect, and now the arts and culture aspect. I mean, there's such an interesting history around how this campus got built, which was in a very different approach to taking care of people with mental illness and creating a more home-like setting. That's why there's 35 buildings. It's not, they used to just put people in one giant building and the patients never had to leave. But that wasn't the case with the what they call this cottage style. So there's a legacy here of innovation and creativity that the arts can build on. And it's part of what we are working towards in the future. And also thinking about health and wellness through the arts in the future, because that's a legacy here on the campus to build on.
That's kind of cool that you're continuing the legacy of a place that helps people. Why did the facility close?
I think, I know that when it closed, there was only about 200 people there. In its heyday, there was over 2,000, to give you a sense of...
That's kind of a good thing.
Yeah, although I'm not sure they were prepared for, you know, patients to be released necessarily. But I think these facilities were very expensive to maintain. And I think the state couldn't afford to keep all of them open, quite frankly.
Well, I'm so glad that you folks are continuing the good vibes that started in a really unique way, you know. And it's really, I mean, you mentioned the Triangle, but it's not just for the Triangle. I'm going to bring the North Shore down there.
Yes, please.
And I would love to be involved and help to promote what's happening there, especially as the renovation goes forward and you get to have, you know, shows inside this wonderful venue.
With a little luck, we'll start our construction early next spring, and the goal would be to open in the summer of 26 with a roof over our head. So
right around the corner.
Yeah, exactly.
Time flies, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I will say right here that if you'd like to have promotion, have some of the bands come in, some of the artists come in and talk about what they're doing, WMFO is happy to help to promote that. So
fabulous.
So use thank us you. For what we're here for.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, Gene and Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you for getting up in the morning and coming here. And this show is available, as most are, for 2 weeks on the archive. I'll let you have that so we can promote your appearance here and get that out even more on the socials.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
So thank you so much.
The more people that know about it, the better. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. And thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Mike.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you, you too.
All right. So that was Paul and Gene from the Belfort Arts Center. What a wonderful place that is to be able to go. I just want to go right now. I seriously do. And I'm really surprised I didn't know about it. But right in Medfield, Massachusetts, there are events going on all through the spring and summer. And you know what? Since you guys are still here, we have one more thing we could kind of tease that's happening September. And we can't say too much about it, but it's a can't-miss event, really.
It's exactly that. It's a can't-miss event that we will... are very excited. We are working with all the right people on it. Very excited about it. Yeah, can't say too much right now, but I think it's in a lot of people's wheelhouses, and I think we've teased it to a few people, and the jaws are not on the floor, but they're wide mouth and wide eyed, and people are very excited. So we can't wait to reveal it all.
Well, this will happen in September, and it's a celebration of something that's very intrinsic to us in Boston. It is. I'll just say this, and I don't think I'm speaking out of turn. It's a celebration of a Boston landmark club back in Kenmore Square, and it's going to be just quite the event this September. So stay tuned.
Absolutely,
we'll be all over that to help people know about that.
Great.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I didn't forget that. All right, it's WMFO Medford. It's 9:44 in the morning. I'm going to continue with some music. I've got all new noise for the rest of the show, so everything's new. I have played some of it before, but if I repeat anything, it's because I wanted it to be heard again. So I've got a brand new single from Smitty and the Feztones. This one's just climbing the charts, and it's a great effort. This one's called Bye Bye Sunday Afternoon, and this will start off our first set of music here this morning at WMFO.
Shovel grave.
say.